Welcome, everybody. My name is Jenny Friedman. I'm an ADHD coach and the host of the show.
Yeah, we need a lot more people talking about ADHD because it's
invisible.
If you had a pair of glasses that can make you see the invisible, what would ADHD look like?
If you're wondering right now where your glasses are, you're probably in the right place.
This show has a mission.
Demystify and destigmatize ADHD once and for all.
Stuff isn't rocket science, people.
Hello, and welcome to the first live show of CN ADHD Talk Radio. And I am on tonight with Renee Brooks, who will be joining us in a few minutes. So I'm always considering how things look through the ADHD lens. It's the foundation of my blog. You can find it www.cnadhd.com. And it's also the concept behind this show. So Renee Brooks of BlackGirlLostKeys.com was talking to me about wanting to go over routines. She said she wanted to talk about setting a routine and how hard it was. So she will be joining us really, really soon. And we also talked about some other things to go over. In the Facebook group, facebook.com/group/CNADHD, I asked what would you guys like to go over on the show, and we had a couple ideas, so we will also be talking about that, as well as creating routines. So I also invite you to call in if you'd like, because this is live. So the number is 646, that's the area code, 378-0804. You can call in now and you can talk to me. You can ask me any question you want. And it may be just a little slow here as we sort of get our figuring out how to do this, because it is the first live show. What I've been doing is creating podcasts, and you can see us on iTunes. Actually, I've gotten some really fabulous feedback. I want to thank everyone who's rated it and reviewed 5-star ratings and just really beautiful comments that really make me know I'm doing something worthwhile as I talk about ADHD and how it affects people with it and without it. So if you have a question for me, be sure and give a call. The number here, you can call me now, is 646-378-0804. And Renee will be with us. Renee Brooks will be joining us any minute. And she is en route, actually, to her phone. So I'm sorry for the delay here, but let's see. It looks like, it's funny, because if this was my podcast, this would be the part that I would just edit out. The dead space and the dead air. And when you do a live show, you don't have that advantage. So, again, if you'd like to give me a call before I meet up with Renee, because she's joining me as a co-host today, in any minute, she'll be here. You can call in at 646-378-0804. I don't want to start reading my book to you guys because I've been working on writing it, which a lot of you who follow me on Twitter or Facebook know that I'm still working on my book. It's been about a year. Actually, next month will be a year. I did set it down for a few months because it got really emotional. And if you've ever written a book, I know you know what I'm talking about. I decided I need to pick it back up and I need to complete it. And so I expect for it to, I don't know if it takes another 3 or 4 months, maybe after you've finished it. It could take a whole nother year. Well, who am I kidding? Meanwhile, I did also write a little book that you guys can access. It's for sale on Facebook. I'll be putting it up on Kindle soon. It's called ADHD, A Different Hard Drive, with a big old question mark, because it was written as how I figured out how to understand ADHD as a difference, not so much a disability. And it looks like Renee is trying to log on now, so that's good. let's see here. Let me get her on. Actually, if she needed to call in this way, I guess she could. She was given a link, and I think she's trying to log on and is having a little bit of a problem. But you could call in like this. And if you'd like to give me a call, 646-378-0804. And I'm typing to her now and saying, I'm sorry, I can't do more than one thing at more than one thing at a time. If you can't use the logon, use this phone number. So hopefully she will be calling any second. And we're going to talk about routines, developing routines. And it's a problem, but I wanted to hear what she wanted to talk about because if you've listened to the other podcast, she also has vertical heterophoria and has been wearing her glasses and no longer has headaches. And I encourage you to listen to that show. Because it's amazing. She's had nothing short of a miracle in her life since she was diagnosed. And she's telling me that she's trying to log on. Renee? Hello? You know, this always happens. When I started doing webinars, same thing sort of happened. And I started reading a whole thing. I got, actually, it was great. I was showing up on Google in France. Some guy said, I see you, but I can't hear you. And I wasn't even supposed to be on Google. So I'm technologically disadvantaged. I also, when I've done a webinar, I was talking and I was accidentally muted. And I had no idea that I was muted. So I was just talking and talking and no one could hear me. That was just brilliant. And I'm just telling her to just call in. And any minute. I know she's trying. we're talking to one another on the computer and she's trying to get in here and call. And again, this is Renee Brooks of blackgirllostkeys.com. Trying to give me a shout in here so we can talk. And she's trying to log into a computer. So I may start reading my book to you guys. I will tell you that I am having a workshop webinar starting, on the 28th. It's Demystifying and Destigmatizing ADHD. You can access a link to sign up and get worksheets for that. It's a free webinar. If you go to cinadhd.com, it's on Monday the 28th at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, I will be starting a new class in activation for ADHD. It's understanding activation is one of the executive functions. Oh, look at this. We have a call. Let's see. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello, Renee.
Renee, how are you today?
I've been talking like I got nothing to say. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you. It's a little light. Try to talk really loud, I guess. Because I think soft. Which is funny for you, because you usually have a very strong, loud voice. Can you hear me? I'm afraid we got disconnected.
I'm better. Can you hear me?
Maybe we got disconnected.
Hello?
Oh, no. I do hear you're there, but I can't hear you. Were you able to log? You weren't able to log on?
No. Let me try again. I'll be back.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. So we're just going to have good humor about this, people. I'm sure this is a really engaging call. I mean, show. But anyway, I'd like to experiment. I did a show on Periscope, which you can access, again, on iTunes. Look up CNADHD. Or on Stitcher. I have some episodes up on SoundCloud. Anyway, I like new ways of connecting to an audience. I thought having a live show would be a lot of fun. Obviously, Renee's having a little bit of a trouble trying to get on. Now she's texting me again. Trying to talk through the internet may be a problem. I don't know. So again, if you're listening to me and you can hear me and you want to call in, the number is 646-378-0804. What I was telling you a minute ago was that I'm having a workshop webinar, the first in a series of classes that I'll be giving. You can find out more about that through cnadhd.com. And I invite you to join me on Facebook. I have CNADHD, a page for that, page for my book. I make memes with quotes from my book, and I have a group, which I mentioned before, which is at facebook.com/groups/CNADHD. And we would love to have you come and join us. And I don't know, Renee, what's going to happen tonight. I know we're going to talk about routines, and I can only imagine. It's hard to get into a routine. With ADHD especially, it's hard to get into a routine anyway. New habits are hard to build. I heard a long time ago it takes 21 days to build a habit, and then someone said, oh, no, it takes 3 months to build a habit. So if we go with the 3 month thing, that's a lot of room and time to get distracted, get busy with other things in your life. It's really hard. Then I heard that it's easier to actually just replace a habit with another habit, and that was an easier way to build habits. So if that's a big something you haven't tried, if that's a big strategy that you've never heard of, then maybe consider that to help you as you start trying to establish a new habit. I've done that with my breakfast. In fact, I always ate breakfast. Well, I shouldn't say that. When I was younger, I didn't eat breakfast. But as I got older, I would eat breakfast with my kids. And it was usually consisting of cereal or a muffin or something. And then I read that it's better to have a protein breakfast, better for our brains, better for burning off calories. So I said, okay, you know what? I don't need to learn to eat breakfast at all. I just need to replace my cereal with eggs or with hard-boiled egg in the morning or with spinach and scrambled eggs. So replacing a bad habit with a good habit would be maybe one way to help you build a routine. Let's see where she's at, because she was struggling to get back on the line here. I don't know. I know she got herself to a special phone. And looks like I have a way. No, I did send the invitation. I'll just send that again. And I apologize, folks, for sort of the mayhem. However, this is a show about ADHD, and sometimes things like this just happen, right? So if you're listening and laughing at me, why don't you call in so we can talk? The number is 646-378-0804. I'm live. It is Wednesday evening, and I do realize a lot of people are busy on watching television. However, if we don't get this done tonight, what we will do is we will just reschedule. So I've been on air now for 17 minutes, and Renee isn't able to call on. If you are out there and getting this message, there she goes. She's starting to text me again. So she's getting the message. And again, I apologize, guys. I didn't come on here to give big advertisements about what I'm up to. She needs to email again. That's funny because I just did email again. Let's do that again. We will invite her to join us. Yeah, let's do that. I'm going to copy and paste. We are on the air. We are looking for Renee. And she's now at a computer that maybe this will work. So she can call in. And it says we're at blogtalkradio.com/CNADHD. Like I said, you can also join us on Stitcher. You can join us through iTunes. You're hearing this. We are live. And blogtalkradio.com may be the only way you can access the live show, huh? Afterwards, you can certainly listen to other of the podcasts through iTunes and Stitcher. And probably this show, if I don't delete it, because I would love to answer any questions that you have. And actually, maybe I'll go to the group and see if anyone's listening. Is anyone out there listening? Have a question? And let's see what we got. We're just going to post that. Bad puppy. Well, we're still waiting for Renee. She's got the link now, so hopefully she will be showing up any minute. And I was going to talk about the ADHD effect on routines, mood. Another question that came up in the group was talking about ADHD curiosity and how it affects family members who don't have ADHD themselves, which I can sort of go into explaining how that can be frustrating when you don't know what you're looking at. So maybe we'll start there. I'll start with that. It's something I now understand, how curiosity really puts the ADHD brain into action. And sometimes, which is a wonderful thing. You know, I always say all the time, you know, my curiosity does not serve me well, really, because I don't get real curious about things. I'm more preoccupied with time. Oh, I don't have time to engage in my curiosity. But with ADHD, it's almost the reverse. It's like the sense of time is not the same, and so they, you know, really can engage with their curiosity in a different way. But it can be frustrating. It's telling her the line is busy. Oh, no. That's funny. I don't know. We are busy because we're on. Here's the call-in number. I'm going to try it one more time and see what happens. Because I know we couldn't really hear her before, but maybe I can play with the sound a bit and ramp her up or something. She's going to try calling again. I don't know why it's saying the line is busy. Because I'm not on that line. But again, like I said, this is the first time, guys. I really appreciate anyone who's listening. However, it may be just me at this point. We've been on for 21 minutes. Are you kidding? Really? I really should have brought something to read. It's so funny. I really didn't realize this would happen like this. But it's okay. It just, it happens, right? So I'm sending the invitation again. She's calling up again. And we'll see if we can get her in here. And she's going to call. I'm just saying, I guess just call again. Just call again. My friend Agnes doesn't want to. She's texting me also. Oh, this is so horrible. I'm alone. Come join me. Oh, boy. Anyway, so we will try this for 8 more minutes, and then I will cut it short if I can't get Renee on the line. I'm really sorry, because I love having her on the show. I love having Agnes on the show. She's saying she's shy. So, okay. If you're not shy and you'd like to be on the air right now, oh, wait. Here we go. Here we go. Hello?
Okay. You hear me now?
I do. I hear you. I hear you better now.
Yeah.
Let's see what this button does. Can you hear me? Whoops. Now can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Wait, say that again. Say yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me? I think I got it. I put you on hold, I think. Now can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Hey, you know what? I've been blabbing like a fool. So I would like to just I've been explaining to people that you're coming. But at any rate, I was talking about how we were going to go over routines and developing routines.
Is actually huge. And by the way, for those of you who, I'm Renee Brooks, and I operate an ADHD blog.
I've said that about 10 times.
Oh, no,
I've
way.
Said Renee coming on. Renee Brooks of BlackGirlLostKeys.com.
Way to promo the site.
Yeah, I'm like, don't worry, I've explained who you are. Are you there?
Can you?
I can hear you. It like goes in and out. I don't know why. Try not to move, maybe.
I'm not moving at all.
Okay. Well, this is the first. I was explaining. This is the first time that I've used the studio, being on air. I've invited other people to call in, and I'm just sorry that it's sort of a mess like this, but at the same time, I would like very much to know what you want to talk about with the routines, because I think that's something that a lot of people struggle with.
And I've always been afraid that routine will stifle my and what she says is just how much time will.
This So you're afraid routines are going to stifle what?
I was afraid that routine would stifle my creativity. Instead of routine stifling my creativity, I'm seeing where I'm wasting a lot of time in the day. And I don't know if I need to fill that with more activity or if I'm overwhelmed by activity. Find that I'm spending a lot of super overwhelmed and I have no idea why. So I'm coming to you, ADHD coach. What about routines that make us feel so anxious?
Because you feel pinned in?
I do feel kind of what it is. I almost feel like that I get when there's a deadline. And I'm like, I'm feeding too.
Wait a minute. I think, are you getting it down the call?
No.
Oh, I don't know. That was weird. Okay, I'm sorry. So you said what? You feel what?
Maybe I am too much weight on the schedule. I feel like too much do, and I'm able to get it done, and I'm shutting down.
You know what happens, Renee? I can hear most of what you say, and then it just drops. Can you hear me? This really stinks, but I don't think that this is doing us any good. Can you hear me? I think we got disconnected. See, your number's still here, but I don't hear you at all. Not really. I hear like a, can you hear, and then it just stops. Oh. So you hear, I don't know, this is really.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, that I heard.
Can you hear me?
See, now I can't. Like, I hear you say, can you hear me? And then all of a sudden, I can't hear you anymore.
Okay, so what I was saying was that something, I thought that bringing up having a routine would make me feel, would make me more productive, but in that now I'm like so focused on being productive that it's giving me an anxiety attack. And now is anything meddling about that, or it's almost like maybe I left.
Wait, maybe you what? You said it's almost like maybe what?
Maybe I left the schedule too open-ended. Like, maybe I wasn't specific enough about what I wanted to accomplish in a specific block of time.
Well, that is somewhat, so maybe we could toy around with this for a second. So, let's say you have a goal. What is your goal? Give me an example.
Time of the day where I can eat.
It's like somebody's calling over you. It is really unfortunate. What? You sounded really clear a minute ago. I don't know what you were doing a minute ago, but it was really clear.
I gotta say that the phone.
So let's say you have. Yeah, that's a little better. It's a little echoey, but it's a little better.
So, I'm sorry. I'm trying to make
you went so, and then it's
again. losing my train of thought. I was so focused.
You were so focused on what?
And trying to have a routine that I'm caught up in that and kind of giving myself, like, I don't know. I think I just live too much in my head and that I'm kind of stuck to myself doing what I'm supposed to be doing at the time that I say I'm supposed to be doing it, and it's kind of freaking me out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know we had talked about this the other day, so let me ask you a couple questions. So when you say routine, now you're talking about like being productive and doing things like you had set out to do. But when you said a routine, what does routine mean to you exactly? What would it look like to have a routine?
To me, it's a set of activities that you do every day at the same time.
And so, like, what's a good example of two of these things?
Eating lunch and taking medicine.
Okay. And so, let's just take this week, for example. You've had a few days in the week. It's, you know, the middle of the week. How's it gone so far as taking medicine? What was your intention? What did you set out to do?
In the morning, because if I start my day at all, I will find.
Right. So
did you hear that?
You said you were going to take it in the morning.
Yes, I've been taking it. I make sure that the medicine is sitting right beside me. When I wake up, I keep my medicine in my purse. I don't know where everybody else keeps theirs. But as soon as I wake up in the morning, I reach for my purse, grab my pills, and shove them down my throat. I've taught myself to take them without water because I've gotten off track before without that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, looking for the water. And then So how's it gone? If that's what you wanted to do, how's it gone the last few days?
Perfectly.
Okay, that's
absolutely
wonderful.
Perfectly. Yeah, and you know, this is the first time in my life that I've really tried to be disciplined about having a routine, wondering if I'm not expecting too much from myself too soon, because I've never had a regular routine.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so,
you know,
I'm getting through.
I've had clients start with what we call non-negotiables, which are the like top three to five things that you just aren't going to deviate from. Like you said, you're going to take your medicine and you're going to eat lunch. Did I lose you? You know, it sort of sounds like you're walking around. Are you walking around? Oh, no. Have I completely lost you?
No.
Oh, okay. So you would think of the, like, three to five things that you'd want to get done, and you just start with them. And you know what? If it starts with two, then you start with two. But you go for, like, a few weeks where that's really the goal, is to just sort of lay that. It's like laying a foundation. Okay, I've got this. I'm doing it every day. How do you keep track of if you did it or not? Did you hear me?
I heard most of what you said was that just a couple things and go from there. So what I'm doing right now, and I'm consistently doing it, is I'm getting up in the morning, I'm taking my meds, and I'm getting, I'm going out for a walk. That's one of the things, like, I've noticed that physical activity is a huge difference for me, like a really big difference in my life. So I'm getting up, I'm getting my meds, and oh my God, yeah. I took 2 days off from walking, and I just feel like, ugh. So I'm like, wow, that's huge to know that it's big of a deal. I never realized.
Right. Yeah, no, the last thing I was asking was, how do you keep track of if you do it or not?
Yeah, I'm using this great clock that Carolyn put me onto. It's called Yocto Clock. Literally have thing that I want to do for the day written in there.
How do you spell it?
Y-O-C-T-O.
I'm sorry, wait, start over again.
Y-O-C-T-O.
And that's an app? I know you said it's a clock. Is it an app or is it a real clock? Because I will put that in the show notes. Renee? Hello? It's really too bad, and I apologize if anyone's listening to this because it's... sound is like, hello? Can you hear me, Renee? I know, like I totally lost you. So it's called Yocto. I'll have to look and see.
Yeah,
if this is
a Yocto clock.
Is it an app? Or is it
yes,
a clock?
It is.
Okay.
It's both.
Okay. And so you put in what you want to do, and it gives you reminders?
It'll go off, and it's very persistent. Like, until you press stop, it can't be done. It actually will not stop ringing. It'll go off. It'll snooze itself for 10 minutes, and it comes right back.
That's cool.
It's really cool. I really like it.
Okay, so it sounds like you've got a plan on how to make sure you do the things that you want to do, and then you started doing them, and now are you having like a freak out about it?
Like
you're feeling anxious?
I'm a total freaker outer all the time. Can you hear me?
Yeah. So what's the I don't know. It sounds like you're doing it. But then again, you feel like this is something, are you not feeling like you're getting enough done?
I'm just a panicker.
Mm-hmm. Well, with ADHD, there is a lot, you know, the emotions are intense. So it could be
you know,
that you're having...
I think...
Go ahead.
The panic of being so... trying to think of the word to use. Like, it's just such a foreign concept to me. I usually... hate routine. So I'm like, I'm going to screw this up. I think it's really just me completely freaking out.
Right. I mean, this because it sounds like you've got a lot of the hard
stuff. I'm going to click it and see if it'll work for us.
Okay. But it sounds like you have a lot of the hard stuff sorted through. Sometimes deciding what you want your routine to look like is an issue. Sometimes, really a very common thing with ADHD is wanting to do what I consider like, you know, like too much, in the fact that it's not really possible to do everything in a whole day. Sometimes the to-do list has 50 things and you'd have to be like, you know, Buzz Lightyear, like speedily running around the planet to get it, to get all that done. The other thing is sometimes just breaking down in the things that you want to do into manageable pieces, you know, instead of like on the to-do list, sell house. Well, there's a lot of steps that go into selling a house. So, you know, if you've got all that sorted out and now you're doing one step at a time and you have an accountability with your clock, you know what you want to do, you know when you want to do it, then how do you, at the end of the day, do you have a to-done list, like all the things you did, so you can look back and see exactly what you did? Sometimes that can give you a really good sense of like, wow, I did do a lot today, or I did exactly X, Y, and Z, which I said I would do. I did a bunch of other stuff also, but at least I did the two, three, four things that I really promised myself I would do.
Right.
But the emotional stuff, you know, we talked a little bit about this the other day because I was talking about the reward system.
Yes.
Do you remember that? And
yes, I do.
You know, in order to have the reward system is seems to be a little different. It's one of the executive functions, so it makes sense that it would be effective, you know, with ADHD. But effort is the executive function, and within effort there is sustaining effort, there's motivation, processing speed, and regulating alertness. And all those things are affecting the rewards, the internal reward system that we have, and concept of importance. And, you know, sleep actually plays into this. How do you sleep, Renee?
Oh, God, my sleep cycle has been the worst lately. Like, it's been so bad. Like, I'm literally getting up somewhere between 12 and 1 o'clock every day. It's bad.
Mm. And are you taking a stimulant med, like, early in the morning? I don't know if it got cut off, but I can't hear you.
Okay, I was saying I can sleep. I can sleep through a dose of stimulant.
Mm-hmm.
So that never interrupts my my sleep.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. So and that's what makes it even more perplexing.
What time do you go to bed?
Because
normally?
I've been getting to bed, like some get to bed at 11, and some nights I'll get to bed at 3-4 o'clock in the morning. Like there's no rhyme or reason.
Hmm. Right. You know, there's a lot of, I'm going to get his name wrong, Dr. Oliveria was talking about sleep hygiene. He's an ADHD specialist, saying, you know, to have a routine in the evening.
What does he have to say?
Getting to bed at the same time or within, you know, a half hour every night. Because if you're going to bed at 3 in the morning, well, then you can't expect to get up at 7 or 8. You know, it's not going to happen. If you get to bed at 11, then you could get up at 7 or 8. You know, everyone needs about 8 hours, even whether you have ADHD or not. 8 hours is sort of the golden standard. And I know a lot of people say, oh, I don't need 8 hours. I only need 5 hours. But whatever it is, to be consistent is sort of the key, which requires going to bed at the same time every night. I don't know if that's possible with your, you know, with all your responsibilities, but he was saying even if you lay in bed and, you know, try to do whatever it is that you need to do, if you need some white noise in the background so that your mind can sort of focus on that and then the distraction becomes the sleep, or make sure your temperature is the right temperature in the room so that you're comfortable. There was a few things. You could look him up. Yeah, you could look him up on, I saw a webinar he did on Attitude Magazine, you know, on that website. And it was really interesting because it was more than just, you know, going to bed at a certain time, but that was a big factor. So the point I was making was if you're struggling with sleep, it's affecting effort in, and it's affecting all of your executive functions, but effort is the one that is sort of houses the reward system.
Right.
Conceptually. This is not in your brain like in a certain space. It's conceptually the, you know, it's a construct of the executive function, and it manages how we regulate our sleep, and it manages how we internally feel a reward. And if you're not internally feeling a reward, like often with ADHD, you need to externally see the reward or externally feel the reward. That means it's got to come from outside of you, something that you can say, hey, when I do this, I'm going to get this. And then ding, 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 you know, the reward. Because the inside of you isn't triggered saying, hey, yeah, I'm good. This is great. I feel great about this. You could be doing and doing and doing and never feeling a reward. And that can be really frustrating. And sort of makes you in this perpetual doing, 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 I can't do enough mindset. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. And that's what it is. Like when I go to lay down, I'm like, there's others to be doing, and I need to be up doing it. And then I'm up doing that and not getting the sleep I need.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess if you could reframe it, this is just a suggestion, but if you could somehow understand that the 8 hours of sleep is an activity in and of itself.
Yes. That makes sense because for a long time I've seen sleep as like a, well, you can sleep after you've done everything you need to do, and I need to stop using sleep as a reward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's as dangerous as using food as a reward, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you look at sleep as a required, like, activity, something that you have to check off your list, just like eating breakfast, and I need 8 hours of sleep. And then you work backwards and say, well, if I want to get up, even say 9, that means I need to go to sleep by, you know, midnight or 1, you know. And you come up with a time and try to set that for yourself for 1 week as a goal and see how you do. See if you need to make an adjustment and see if it helps you, because internally, all of this is connected.
Right.
You know? But I also would think,
okay,
I think that if you could think of something fun to give yourself, maybe say, okay, if by Wednesday, if by, you know, Friday I've done everything, I've gotten to bed on time every night, or I've taken my medicine every day, then I'm going to, you know, give myself a binge watch on Netflix of something I like for 2 hours or something, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, you like that podcast. Serial.
Yeah.
And I got to tell everybody that, yeah, that you got to check out Renee's blog, blackgirllostkeys.com. She blogs about Serial podcasts, as well as a whole bunch of other things.
Oh, my God. I blog about anything that doesn't blog about me first.
Well, we got to figure out how to make this more clear, because you have such a powerful voice, and I apologize that it didn't come through loud and clear tonight. It is totally something we'll have to work on.
Downloaded, and I'm logging through Skype now so that
well, now
we can see if that'll
better,
work.
Yeah. Are you on Skype now?
No, isn't that ironic? I'm just clicking into it.
Like, you sound better now. I think, why don't you give it we still have 6 minutes. Why don't you try it, and let's just see what happens.
We'll do it.
I really thank you for being so patient with this. And if anyone else would like to call in, the number is 646-378-0804. We've got 6 minutes. You can ask any question to Renee Brooks of blackgirllostkeys.com. Were you clicking that link? Is that what you do? Or should I hang up so you can call through Skype?
And I will talk to you on Skype.
All right. I'm hanging up. So I think it's really sweet if any of you are listening, because this has been probably not the funnest episode to listen to, but we're trying out a new format. We're trying live on air, and if you're listening, you can bust my chops later that this didn't turn out so great. But you know, it's been a lot of fun. I always love to talk, so it works for me. And I'd love to hear you call in. We'll have to do this again, because I'd love to have callers call in. Tell me what you think. Tell me if you have a question, or if you want to just talk about something that's on your mind. We will surely do this again, because recording podcasts, editing them, and loading them up has been my MO so far for the show, for CN ADHD. However, I think that, you know, having live episodes at least, you know, once a week, have a time where we get into the routine, that should be the new routine I developed for myself. So I think Renee's going to call us back through Skype. She was going to try any minute. I'm going to have to text her. I think she said she was going to call in through Skype. And I'm sorry that my other friends were shy or busy. But again, if you're someone you don't even know me, you're free to call in and talk. So we've got 3 minutes left. I just wanted to give Renee a chance to come in through Skype. No, it does not say you're here. No. She's asking me on Facebook. We are IMing each other. So I'm sure you hear a lot of clicking. But it does not say that she's here. So I'm absolutely going to honor the time here. We have 3 minutes left. I will have her on again if she will do me the favor, because I really feel bad. But I do encourage you to go check out her blog. She gives feedback on Serial. She talks about her ADHD. She talks about what's going on in the world. It's a great blog, and she posts often. So I encourage you to go check out her website. Also, she's on Facebook, and I'm on Facebook. So please don't be a stranger. Come to CNADHD. There's a page where you can hook up with me, or you're very welcome to join our group, facebook.com/groups/CNADHD. I'm going to also go to the CHAG conference in November. So if you are planning on attending, I'm excited to meet you. You can tell me all about how completely disastrous this episode was. But we will definitely hook back up with Renee later. Okay? I'm going to give her another minute here. She's typing to me saying it's taking forever. So nothing's showing up, so I'm going to let this run through and play the outro music. I hope that you will join me again and look forward to a better show next. All right, goodbye, everybody.